This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In recent visits, we've seen how verses 4 and 5 of John chapter 9 help to understand what was transpiring in the lives of those present after the healing of the man born blind. Now let's consider the disciples who introduced this experience by asking Jesus, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus made it clear that sin was not the issue or the cause. This happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life, Jesus said. As the disciples watched the healing and the reactions of the people, they had the opportunity to learn what's involved in joining Jesus doing the work of the one who sent him. It must have been exhilarating to see this man smiling as for the first time in his life he could see. It must have been frustrating to see how reticent people were to believe that what had happened to him was a work of God. Their hearts must have sunk when they saw his parents withdraw as he came under the critical attack of the Pharisees. And they must have felt a certain fear themselves as they realized only one out of so many people bought up the opportunity of receiving God's blessing, affirming his faith in Jesus and worshiping him. The disciples were a part of a small minority in their society. Jesus promised elsewhere that is the way it was going to be. To join Jesus in doing the work of the one who sent Jesus can be lonely and threatening. They saw this in the life of the healed man when he bought up the opportunities that came his way to share what God had done in his life.